come to you on a phone. Blog Talk Radio. They're calling for the show if you can hear me. Good evening. This is Elohim Speaks, your host for tonight. We have put in a show for you tonight. I'm having a problem with my board, so I might not be able to take your calls. You know? I might not be able to take your calls. So bear with me as I'm talking. I'm going to still try to get the site back up. I'm not sure what the problem is. I think Big Brother don't want me on the air, but as long as I got my phone and it's working, yeah, it can't stop this, okay? Now, it was working all the way up in time. Now, that my studio was up all the way up until the time it was time for me to do the show, and then all of a sudden, bam. Now, I don't have internet. I can't get on the net. Ain't that something? Anyhow, we're going to talk about love for a minute, you know what I mean? We always start our show off with love, but normally I play a little music, but like I said, my board is down, so I can't play none of the music and stuff for you. But we're going to start off with love is the act that makes us feel good. Love is an action word, for those of you who don't know. Now, men have trouble with love, so they think love is going, working, paying the bills, and coming home and making sure all the bills are paid. They think that's love. Now, women, they've been loving men for a long time. They didn't know how to love, you know. For instance, if you give a guy some money, right? All you guys that's on the line, I want you to think about this. Now, if I gave you $100 right now, I told you to go out and buy your wife some clothes, buy your girlfriend some clothes, do you know what you're going to buy? Well, she a size plus two, plus three, because women's size is a little tricky, you know. She's size D or E or F. What size she wear, you know? What type of lipstick does she like? What kind of roots does she wear? What kind of eyebrow? Eyebrow stuff. I'm just as bad as everybody else. I don't even know how to talk about women stuff. So I'm just saying, what color stockings does she wear? Does she wear the stockings with the seam in them, or is that out of style? Or they wear mesh stockings? What do they actually wear? You know? So. But now, if you give that woman $100, man, a man be dressed down to a T, shirt fits, underwear fits, shoes the right size, the hat the right size. Shit, you won't have to ask nobody. You have to call your sister. How do I do this? So. You have to call somebody, you know. But she don't have to call somebody. She know her man size. She know what you eat. What you like to eat, you know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you guys, you're supposed to be loving him. You're supposed to be loving her, right? If she like Rocky Road Ice Cream, ain't no Rocky Road Ice Cream in the refrigerator. When you go out to work, guess what you're supposed to be bringing home with you? Some Rocky Road Ice Cream. They say it's the little things. Women turn the little things as romantic, you know? But this is all part of loving a person, knowing what they like, knowing what they're into, knowing what they do, you know, and things like that. That's all part of it. Because how are you going to make her feel good, you know, if you're doing stuff and you don't know whether she actually going to like it or not, you know? And then after you do it, she says, oh, man. A lot of times they don't say anything because they don't want to argue with you about it. But then you're going to be doing the same thing over and over. And her little mouth going to be sideways because you'd be bringing stuff and doing things that she don't like. And now, sisters, some of your sisters go a little crazy too, you know. I was talking to my niece in the car. Now, check this out. I'm talking to my niece in the car, you know. I said, well, you know, sometimes women be pushing the guy's button. She said, yeah. I said, no, sometimes I don't push the button. I lean on it. Drive them crazy, and they know what they be doing. I'm saying, but see, when you push that button like that and driving this guy out of his mind, you know what I mean? The heart remembers that. The heart has a neural net in it that communicates with the brain, and it gives off, okay? The heart gives off hormones. So when you do something, you get that feeling. You say, oh, my God. I just don't like this person. Something about the way you feel about that person. Something about their character, the way they carry themselves, you know what I mean? That somebody like that has rubbed you the wrong way at one time, you know? So you want to, I'm going to switch laptops here and see if I can't get back on the net here because I can't see who's calling in. The switchboard is not up. because all of a sudden my internet's going crazy. Now, earlier, 10 minutes before showtime, the internet's up, my switchboard is up, everything's working fine. It said 5 minutes before showtime, everything shut down. Now, here we go again. Well, see, Big Brother, you can't stop this. You can piss me off and look here. See, I got my son here. I got a witness here. See, now it ain't working. Now before we was watching, The Blacklist on Netflix. Everything working fine. We can watch them kill people and murder people and all that. As soon as I cut The Blacklist off and cut the radio show on, sorry, this page can't be displayed, or we're having trouble with your internet. You know what I mean? Okay, Big Brother, but we're going to continue on, whether you like it or not. We're going to continue on, okay? So mostly we talk about love. I like talking about love because love is so important. We can't get along as a group, can't get along as a family. Now, you guys on the line, I don't even know who's on the line, but you guys that's on the line, you know how it is with your families. Your families are out of control. And on television, they make you think that that's normal. These dysfunctional families that's on TV. And it's not just in the black community, it's in all communities. Even the rich white folks having the same trouble. It's all part of a culture because we don't know what love is. Now, on television, they got you when you fall in love with somebody, you get obsessed. You're ready to kill, murder, everything over the person. But that's not love. That's obsession, see? Love is an act to make the other person feel good. If they don't want you, why are you trying to make them have you if they don't want you? If they don't want you, you're not making them feel good by stalking them and trying to chase them down. And then they're telling you, yo, ain't nothing happening, man. You know what I mean? How the kids said that, nigga, please, get off me, you know? So there's a thin line, they say, between love and hate. Because emotion, right? Now, listening very carefully to this is important. For those of you who are knocking people off over some woman or some guy, this is important, okay? There is no title for emotion. Emotion is emotion. The circumstances is what triggers the emotion. But it's the same emotion. The same emotion that you love with is the same emotion that you hate with. It's like you can take your hand and caress somebody and make them feel good, or you can take your hand, punch them in the mouth, and knock them down. It's the same hand. But the actions that make you use the hand is what determines what the hand does. It's like a gun. You can set a gun on the table. It'll sit there for the next 400 years and won't hurt a soul. But put some crazy person with the wrong attitude, put that gun in their hand, then that gun become a very, very dangerous thing. But the gun is not dangerous. You're the one that's dangerous. You're the one that's out of control. And this is what we have to realize. So your mind, your thoughts, what you're thinking actually control the type of violence and stuff that's going on out there now. When you push people's buttons, you know what I mean? Based on their reaction, you don't know what you're going to get. So you have to be careful. Always think. Try to get to know the person a little bit before you start pushing their buttons. Because you push the wrong button, you're not going to see tomorrow because they're going to put you to sleep. And I don't need with no sleeping pills. You know what I'm talking about? They're going to literally put you to sleep, okay? So now we're into the mind thing. I'm going to try one more time to get the switchboard up. It's driving me crazy that I can't interact with anybody today because the switchboard is not coming up. Let me try, it looks like it might come up now. Let's see what happens. I don't know. Big Brother probably just want to discourage me and see what I did. I ain't stopping. I ain't slowing down. I got my son next to me. He listens to the phone. So at least I know y'all hear me out there. You know what I mean? But I can't see who's calling, what's up. So I apologize because the board is not up. That's one of Big Brother's little tricks. So now the main topic for today. Let's get into the main topic for today. Why are your prayers not being answered? Okay. That and the question is, what is prayer? So I'm saying that the universe, through the Christ consciousness, that's what I call it, the universe works a certain way. This board still won't come up. Crazy, man. The universe works a certain way, okay? It reads your vibrations mostly through frequencies, okay? And once it locks onto the frequency that your mind puts out, 72 megahertz, or hertz, or what is megahertz or hertz? Well, what is 72? So once your mind locks onto those frequencies, the universe starts everything through action and reaction, because you know the whole thing is set up. I'm Bible based, so it's reap what you sow. So through your actions, there's through action and reaction, the universe sets up things to come your way. Now, if all you thinking is negative, crazy thoughts, that's what the universe is going to give you. You sitting here wondering why everything is going crazy, why this ain't working and that ain't working, and can't figure out what the heck is going on. It's because of what you're thinking. It's because of the way you're thinking about what you're thinking, you know. I'm checking my internet. It's set up, it's secure, everything is working, but I can't get the site up. This is crazy. Okay. So I don't want to keep breaking up my train of thought here, but the universe works a certain way. So what you have to do on a daily basis, you have to practice not thinking about what you don't want. Because if that's what's on your mind, that's what you're going to get. So only think about what you want. Now, here's the key. Now, this is very important. I might have to say this twice. You really need to know what you want. Because some people don't know what they want. They be asked for one thing today, another thing tomorrow, and the universe is going back and forth. Yo, by the time I get them set up to get this, they don't change their mind. By the time I get them set up to get that, they don't change their mind. The universe don't know how to give you what you want. But the universe is giving you everything that you want. But you have to be sure about what you're thinking about, okay? What you think about, you bring about. You know, they had a little series about that. They come out like it was something new called I forget what they called it, like it was something new, you know, that they were giving everybody. But it's right in your book. It's right in the Bible. You guys don't know how to read the book. That's why you're having so much trouble. Now, let me tell you something about that book. The Europeans took that Bible and conquered the known world with it. But in your ignorance, because you don't know how to read it, you're throwing the book in the trash. Leave the book on the shelf to gather dust, because you think that when you're reading the book that you got to go someplace where they're taking all your money from you. No, it don't work that way. That book will make you wise if you go in not with the preacher on your mind. Now, I know the preacher's going to be mad at me for saying this, but you got how many? You got 4,000 Christian churches out there, and all these preachers got a different interpretation of the book, you know? You go in, read the book, just you and the book and the Christ consciousness that's a part of the book that comes to you through the universe will actually begin to interpret the book for you, and you get some valuable lessons out of that book, I'm telling you. You know, I just, for instance, now people walk around with a cane and they're sick and they can't move, they're popping pills and, you know, trying to stay healthy. But in the book, Genesis 1:29, it says, I've given you every herb and seed-bearing plant for meat. Now, wait a minute. You've given me seeds and plants for meat and herbs? You're not supposed to be eating flesh. Now, this is how the 1% do. They change it from flesh and start calling it meat. Now, you every time you're eating flesh, you say, well, I need some meat. I want some meat in my diet. But the vegetables that you're eating are your meat. That's the flesh. That's what's making you sick. Okay? You're not supposed to be eating all that doggone flesh. with the chemicals and hormones and all that stuff, the sodium. Oh my goodness, I'm talking about the sodium in the processed flesh that they're giving you, you know. And they come out with this old saying, well, I'm going to be a vegetarian. And you act like there's something new, but it's right in the book. Been there for thousands of years, okay? Then they come out, well, I'm vegan. I'm going to be a vegan, you know what I mean? And you walk in with your chest stuck out, oh, I'm vegan. But you don't know, it's been in the book all along. But they switch things around so that you don't know who's on first or who's on second. So you don't know what's going on. Because they make things, they turn things around backwards on them because they want to make that money. Because in the book it says, don't give up the meat. That's what it says in the book. But they ain't talking about the meat that the that they're giving out, that pork and beef and, oh man, terrible meat to eat. Everybody, oh, I like lamb. Lamb is a terrible piece of meat. All that red meat you're eating out there, and you swearing by this red meat, you know what I mean? But that's not what you're supposed to be eating if you want to be healthy. Now, the doctors, oh, boy, Frankenstein loves you. You can cut and chop. Oh, Frankenstein loves to chop on you now. Come on. You know? And when I call a doctor Frankenstein, I'm not belittling a doctor. That's actually a compliment. But if you ever watch the Frankenstein movie, this guy put all those dead limbs and brains together and put some, and that thing got up and walked around. Now, how many dead people you know that the doctor can make get up and walk around just by cutting a little this and adding a little of that? They're not even on the level of Frankenstein yet. That's what I'm saying. So when I call a Dr. Frankenstein, I'm not beating them up, okay? I'm actually giving them a compliment because this guy Frankenstein was pretty good. I think the monster, well, they just vilified the guy. But I still can't get the border. This is the strangest thing. Do me a favor. Are you going to do something? Okay. I don't know what's going on, but both laptops are doing the same thing. It won't let me on the net, you know? And, okay. So you think it's a Wi-Fi? I don't know what's creating this problem here, but I would like to be on the net to see who, so we can interact together, you know? But it's not giving me an opportunity to do that. So, okay. Looks like it might be coming up now. I hate to break the train of thought, you know? That's what I'm doing right now. Because I do want to interact with the audience. I want to see who's out there. I can't seem to get the page up for some reason. Well, I know the reason is. I'm a big brother. I want this information getting out. All right. Well, I don't think I'm going to be able to get into the program. So we're going to keep going. And once again, I'd like to apologize. 10 minutes before the show, I'm watching Blacklist, you know what I mean, and everything's working fine. As soon as I cut the show on, everything shuts down on me, you know. Okay, now the next portion of the show, right, we're going to talk a little bit about what prayer is, okay? We're going to get into what prayer is, because they got us screwed up about prayer too, you know. The universe frequency is 72 hertz, megahertz. It hurts a megahertz. I had to look it up again. But it's 72. I think it's 72 hertz. Your brain functions at 72 hertz, okay? The planet, 72 hertz. Everything is functioning at 72 hertz out there. You know where I'm coming from? And your mind and your brain is functioning at 72 hertz. So when you pray, you release a frequency through the ether into everything, and that comes back to you. You know what I'm saying? Because the universe, through the Christ consciousness, is actually in tune with everything that you're saying, everything that you're talking about. The universe is in tune with that. You know, I really apologize about the about the fact I can't get on the airwaves, you know. So maybe hopefully next week it'll be a little different, you know. I mean, I can't get the board up, you know. No matter what I do, I can't seem to get the board up here. So I'm going to keep on. Here we go. I'm going to keep on trying because I really want to interact with the. I really want to interact with the audience, you know. So we're gonna try it one. I'll try it one more time and get the board back up here. I got two laptops here. I can't get on the board with either one of them, you know. It's kind of strange. Well, it's not strange for me because I know what's going on. Okay. So we'll. All right, love you. I'll check with you. I'll check with you a little later. Okay. All right. all right. So we're gonna talk a little bit about economics. Okay. Oh no. Let me first finish up with the. With the mind thing, because that's so important. You know, we can't really get into the things that we want to get into because our brains be scattered, and we don't know how to focus our mind because we don't really know what's going on out there, you know? And they're not telling you what's going on because most of the time they actually don't want your prayers to be answered, you know? And you want your prayers to be answered, okay? So the reason why your prayers are not being answered is because of the way you're thinking about things and what you're actually doing, you know? So, I'm hesitating because I'm still trying to figure out, I'm still trying to get this board working right. And no matter what I do, I can't seem to get it up. but anyway, what you're thinking, how you're thinking, all of that is so important, you know? And a lot of times, somebody asked me today, at one of the meetings, how often do you meditate? And I told them, I'm in a constant state of meditation. I don't just stop and meditate, you know. I lower my frequencies. It's like you can do this right now. Just stop and relax. Relax all the muscles in your body. You can feel the tension, you know. If you do that right now, you can feel the tension, see. So and tension keeps the body at ease. See, if the body's not at ease, and that's where disease comes from, because your body's not at ease. And so you need to keep your body at ease, so that there's meridians in your body. There's some electrical impulses that flows through your body. There's light. Your chakras, there's a whole lot of stuff going on in there. You know, I'm not going to be able to get into everything. But there's a lot going on. And when your body's relaxed, you know, it actually helps the chemical flow that's in your body as well, you know. So it's good to stay in a relaxed mode all day long if you can. So, because when you sit down and you go to meditate, what you're doing, you're putting yourself in a relaxed state so that the vibrations and the frequency of your body begins to change. Because if you tense up, that increases the frequency. See what I'm saying? So you want to stay in a relaxed mode so your body will be at a certain frequency. And it will help you think. It will help you figure things out better, you know? Sometimes when people get mad and say, well, calm down. Because it changes your reaction in you. It changes everything, you know, when you're not in a relaxed state. You know, I really apologize about this board. I am, oh my goodness, I am so pissed off that I can't get on the net to open this board up, you know. It's the strangest thing. I thought maybe I'll just cut the laptop off and take the battery out, you know, but both laptops are doing the same thing. It literally won't let me on the air, and my internet is connected, working properly. And you see how Big Brother works? He just decided, we don't want these people to get this information. We don't want Brother on the air, but I'm on the air. So if you're coming through, you can hear me because my son, he with me a few minutes ago, and he was, and he had his phone tuned in, and he was listening to what I was saying, so I could hear everything coming back and forth. So So I do know that you're hearing me out there, you know. So what I'm going to do at this time, normally around this time, I go into my little commercials, and then we'll come back to the topic. The next topic for the next half an hour, we're going to be dealing with economics, okay? I can't open the mic up, so if you have questions or anything, there's nothing I can do about it right now, right? So let me do the little commercial here that I do. Now, I cut the commercial down a little bit because I have so much in the commercial, you know, and it's taking up a lot of time. So this Elohim Radio Show here, every Sunday, it's between 7 and 8 p.m. Philadelphia, PA, U.S. time. The call in number is 516-453-9230. Plus one if you want to give us a shout out. Well, I can't help you today if you want to give me a shout out because I can't get the board open. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We use only the last four digits of your phone number. If you have a company or a group and you want to give a shout out, please feel free to do so. I'm apologizing again today because I don't have the board up. Now, I have released a gospel CD, 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. The CD, the link is cdbaby/CD/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. And that will take you right to the CD. You can purchase the whole CD or just one song, okay? so check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click Elohim Christ, 10 tracks, Jesus is Coming. Ask ourselves, when Jesus comes back, where Jesus is coming from. Like I told you, I'm a Bible person now. Jesus came back the first time. How'd he get here? Come on. He came through the goddess's womb. That's right, sisters. He came through Mary. And ain't nobody disputing that. Now, there's some disputes out there who's biological dad, but nobody disputing the fact that Jesus came through Mary. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The child you keep might just be the one that to get us out of this mess we're in. Boy, are we in a mess right now, you know? So be mindful of the babies. And the brothers, you're hanging in with the sisters and help to raise them children, because that male and female energy, it's important. They need the guy around. It really makes a difference when dad's around, okay? Okay, so don't take our chance from us. We need those babies, okay? And don't forget to check out my book, Canonical Scriptures Part 2, Christ Has Come, for more information on the CD or book. Call TCCA at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5, okay? That's 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5. And the book is there. We have the book. You can actually get the book, or you can get the CD version of the book. The book is also on CD, okay? Also, I'm now in the gold business. That's right. I sell gold. For more information about the gold, I do carrot bars. For those who are interested in carrot bars, want a little bit more about carrot bars, you can give me a call at 215-758-1703, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Hans Butler for his book, his history book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces, okay? Now, I give people a shout-out, you know, even though I listen to their show, I don't get shout-outs from them. They don't even mention my name, but it's not about that. It's about what I'm trying to do, me giving back, you know. If they don't give back, well, what are you going to do, you know? we do have, I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra 11. She has a spoken word just for you. So go ahead and check her out. She's on YouTube under Kamitra 11, and you can find her. You can find her on there. Okay. Also, we have the Legacy Formation Show hosted by Brother Mac and Son. Comes on every Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about Black history, health, economics, politics. The calling number is 319-527-6199. Okay. and 7:75, he's on 6 a.m. in the morning. That's tough for me to get up that early. And he's only running at 8 o'clock. So the caller number is the same, 319-427-6199. Okay. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. I like to give back because these people, they be on the air every week trying to get some kind of information to us, okay? Now, the Nikki Love Show, she's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. And her call-in number is 347-215-8040. And you can also get her website, NikkiLoveWNOM.com. So it's Nikki Love, W-N-O-M. com, okay? I'll give a little shout out for her. They work pretty hard. They try to get something back. We also have UNIA, okay? And our meetings are normally at 3 o'clock. And, but where the meetings are going to be at is normally announced, okay? So if you want to give us a call, that call number is 267-300-7143. Or you can call me at 215-748-1703. That 267-300-7143. You can ask for Mark P, and he's the president, and he will help you out with any information that you might need. And now I'd like to give a shout out to RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor made outfit, call 609-638-5828 and ask for Brother Siddiqui, and he'll hook you up. And Brother makes some good quality stuff. I got 4 suits made in Africa. Oh boy. Now, you know, I'm sticking my chest out walking around. Come on. Now, we have, I would like to give a shout out to Thomas Thornton. He's a gospel singer. And he's got about 7 CDs on the market. He goes with the name of Yesterday's Child, okay? He's got an old-school type of sound, but it sounds pretty good. I like his sound, you know. For more information on Thomas Thornton, just give him a call at 267-259-4077. Like I said, I still don't have the board up, so I don't know if I'm moving too fast for you or whatever, where you can't get these numbers down. But you can always go to Blog Talk Radio on my site, Elohim Christ, and you can, because all the shows are recorded, and you can catch any show that you want. There's about 80 shows up there right now, so there's plenty of shows that you can catch. We talk about all different types of stuff, so you can pick the topic that you want, listen in, and you can also download the show if you want. And you can download, listen to it, and see what's going on, okay? And I also like to give a shout out to Taylor Potts Learning Academy, LLC, okay? Licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who is currently in medical school and will soon be Dr. Taylor. Imagine, you know, my chest sticking out a little bit. That's my daughter. So that Taylor Potts has before and after school service and in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, you know, just call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday to Friday. The email address, Taylor Potts Learning Academy at gmail.com. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Taylor Potts Learning Academy at gmail.com. Instagram is Taylor_Potts_LA. I'm not too down with Instagram, but you know, the young ones, they're so used to the internet because they grew up with it. Well, you know, old folks, we didn't grow up with the internet. We grew up with listening to Joe Louis on the radio. So, without TV, that's what I'm talking about. I also like to give a shout out to our residential naturopathic healers and doctors. That'd be Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-9355. And Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. If you're sick and you're not calling one of these specialists, you deserve what you have now. We don't really think anybody deserves to be sick. but if you are sick or not feeling good, or you just need some information about health, just give one of the doctors a call, okay? And don't worry, be healthy. Okay, so now we're going to get back into the topic here. we're going to get back into the topic. Well, the topic is economics. That's what we're doing this week. We're doing economics this week, right? So we're going to talk a little bit about economics. So I'm normally right about now, I do have the mics open so that we can talk and chew the fat with each other. But once again, I have to apologize. I can't seem to get the site up. I don't know if it's me or, well, I know it's not me. So I'm not even going to go there. But, you know, so I'm just going to let it go at that because I checked my internet. Now my internet is secure. Everything is up and running. So it just, some reason, don't want to let us onto the site. Okay? And so the topic for, well, right now we're into economics. Okay? Now, first of all, we're going to do something that needs to be done because you have no idea what economics really is. That's why we don't deal with economics. The 99% don't actually deal with economics. Well, not the whole 99%. Some of us do. But most of us don't know what economics is. So that's what we want to do. Now, you have a dictionary version of economics. I'm going to give you a version of economics. My explanation of economics, it's been a long day. This is from me to you. Now, I've been in church and everything today, so it's been a pretty good day for me. Oh, and the church that I go to is First Resurrection Baptist Church. That's on 53rd and Market, okay? So if you get a chance on Sunday, maybe you might want to stop by and, you know, they feel a little uneasy or something. You know, you want to hear the word and hear Elder Farman get busy a little bit. And sometimes I do my little thing too because I'm a minister. So sometimes I get up and speak a little bit to the crowd. So and sometimes I sing songs off my album. It depends on what's going on. So if you feel like stopping by on Sunday, then stop by and spend a little time with us, okay? So we're talking about economics. Now, the definition of economics that I'm giving you, somebody else working and paying you. I'm going to say that again. I like saying it. Somebody else working and paying you. Hold on for a second. Still trying to get this board up, you know. Yeah, somebody else working and paying you. Now, if you don't have somebody else working and paying you, you do not have economics, okay? What you have is a job, right? Now, it don't have to be somebody else. It could be money. Your money can work and pay you. You see where I'm coming from? So it don't actually have to be a person working and paying you money. Now, so wait a minute. How in the world am I going to get somebody to work and give me their money? Something to think about. Hold on, give me about 10 seconds here. Okay, 10. I cut the laptop off and rebooted it. Maybe that will let me back on now, so we'll see. Now, I'll right back to the same place. Okay, so unless you have some, how in the world am I going to get somebody to work and give me money? Now, you do it all the time, okay? That's why when the government talk about jobs, right, they're talking about economics. When they're talking about job growth, they're talking about economics because you're working and paying taxes. See, you're paying taxes to the government. So the taxes coming in is economics to the government because you're working and paying the government, okay? So for the government jobs, is economics. So when they talk about job growth, they talk about economics for the government, okay? Now, excuse me. What I suggest you do, right? I'm a little hoarse because right about this time I normally be talking to somebody. So I have to rub my face on my. But normally, here's what I suggest, okay? I'm going to lay the whole thing out. Here's what I suggest, right? You have to train your children. Start with your children because a lot of us are so stressed out. It's going to be hard for us to even get into what I'm getting ready to say. But I want you to train your children. And the price for this information, pass it on to your children. That's the price. That's what this information costs. It costs you to pass it on to the children. when the children get out of high school, right? You tell your children when they go to work why they're going to work, all right? They're going to work to create economics for themselves. Going to work is a job. It's not economics because you got to be there to get that money, okay? I tell them to work two jobs. Most jobs out here right now will pay $10,000 a year. Live off one job, save the other. That's called a 50% budget. I can't say this enough. I'd like to go through this every week, but, you know, people get tired of hearing about the same thing over and over, but I can't stress this enough. The government says 10%. You know, the financial guys say 10%. That's not enough. Soon something happened, that little 10% is gone. So you save half, live off the other. Now, how do you save half your money? When you come out of the stall, okay, if you're working two jobs, you know you got to live off $10,000, okay, over the other, so that you can save the other $10,000. So your rent or your mortgage, whatever you're paying, your bills, what you're eating, your car, whatever you're paying, shouldn't come to more than $10,000. You take the other $10,000 and you slap it in the bank or in your closet or in your safe at home. Because, I don't know, with Trump in office, boy, if they have a run on the bank, you ain't going to get the 10% of it. But anyway, save that $10,000. Now, here's the trick. Now, when you get the two jobs, you make sure, now you don't get no days off. The only thing you do is get days where you only work on one shift. Okay, now you get 2 days off on one job during the week and 2 days off on the other job on the weekend, okay, which means that that's 4 days, all right, that you're only working one shift. Now, the other 3 days, okay, you have to work, you have to pull a double shift. So it's just 3 days you have to pull a double shift. That's not that bad. As long as you're not smoking the wacky weed and trying to hang out all night long with your friends, because you really can't afford to do that at that particular time because you don't have the economics to cover that stuff. Best thing to do is stay with your parents or friend or whatever as long as you can. It's a 2-year plan. You do this for 2 years, this will give you $20,000 in the bank at 2 years. Now, you're coming out of high school 18, 19, 20, 21, you got 20 grand in the bank. That's not bad, okay? That's not bad, all right? Now, what I suggest you do, go to SureSell Foreclosure. Don't try to get no big fat mortgage. That's not the way to go here. SureSell Foreclosure, go down with your $20,000 and bid on the house and pay cash for it. That way you have no mortgage. The only thing you have is electric, gas, and taxes. That's the only thing you have to pay on that house. That mortgage is tough. You got them big old mortgages, man. You know, you're looking at 20, 30 years. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes these jobs don't last that long, you know? And then in between jobs, people losing their houses and stuff because that 30-year run is not easy. It's not hard to keep up with that 30-year run. By doing the way I'm saying, you don't have no mortgage, all right? So what they – now, this is how they do the mortgage for you, right? They'll take a house. Now, you're going to spend maybe $100,000 for the house. The house is only worth $100,000. So when you purchase the house with that mortgage, all of the equity, they're taking all of the equity out of the house. The equity is what you get back for when you sell the house based on what you have put up. See what I'm saying? So now if you put up to $10,000 and you sell the house for, and the house is worth $50,000 or $60,000, you have $40,000 to $50,000 worth of equity in the house that you can go to the bank and borrow on. You put the bank in the first mortgage if you want to do that. All right, I'm just going through the whole thing today since I can't get the board up and I can't really interact with anybody. So I'm just going to go through the whole thing. So now when you pay the $100,000 for the house, they maybe spent $40,000 or $45,000 getting the house prepared for you. So the other $50,000 that the house is worth, that's equity that they're taking, putting in their pocket. So they're making a $50,000 profit right now off the house. See what I'm saying? But now, you, as you stay there, paying that mortgage month after month after month, now your equity starts to build up. That means what you're putting in the house starts to build up so that you can borrow it later on. But most of them are 20, 30-year mortgages. See what I'm saying? Sometimes these jobs, most people don't keep their jobs 20, 30 years. You know, ask people. You'll see. Ask your next-door neighbor. They don't keep them jobs 20, 30 years, okay? So the best way to do it is sheriff's sale and foreclosure. Now, if you can't stay with your parents and you have to rent something, get a friend. Get a couple of buddies. Okay, rent something with a couple of buddies so that you're not spending a whole lot of money out of pocket for rent. All right, because that rent money, it don't come back. It's gone. See what I'm saying? That rent money is gone. You don't get that back. But when you purchase a house, whatever you spend on a house, once you sell a house, you get that money back. That's the difference between renting and owning. Okay. Now, where we at? Oh, okay. So. That's what you do. I just explained equity, what the equity in the house is and all that, how you get equity in the house, okay? You can build up equity after you buy the house, you know what I mean? Once the owner who sold you the house took all that equity out, or you can buy a house through sale or foreclosure, and you already have equity when you buy the house because the house is worth more than what you bid on. So you have some equity in the house to negotiate with the bank, especially if you have to fix the house up or something, need no repairs or something, it's no big deal. All right. Now, once you do that, once you get your first house, what you can make is unlimited. You can keep that going on until you make $1 million, $2 million. So they got these real estate guys out there giving these shows every now and then, and they offer 2-hour seminars. And this is what they be doing, flipping houses, flipping houses, flipping houses. Now, if you don't want to get into real estate, that's not what you want to do, okay? After you get your first house, it's good to buy one or two more houses, all right? Now, if you're young, coming out of school, stuff like that there, you want to get enough houses so that you can rent out to pay for your college loans and stuff like that there, you know, because trying to go to school and all that, you don't want to get out of college with a big debt. So if you have houses rented out to pay your college note, if you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer or something like that, when you get out of school, you don't have all of that debt because you're paying cash as you go along because you have economics to take care of that, okay? I'm doing everything this show because I can't get the board up. And once again, I have to apologize that I can't get the board up to interact with everybody, okay? So, like I'm saying, what I'm saying, you can always go on the Blog Talk Radio site and pull this segment up. I've got the date up there, so you can pull this segment up. And if you want to hear some of the stuff over and over, you can listen to it again. And, you know, if you're just tuning in, because sometimes we have people that tune in late, you can go and listen to the show from the beginning, because each show is recorded, so you have it, okay? And that's where we are right now. So back to economics here, okay? Well, let me explain what economics is again, and then we're going to run a little horse because I've been talking all day. Economics is somebody else working and paying you. Just think about that. If you don't have somebody working and paying you rent, somebody working and paying you a mortgage, because sometimes you can take back a mortgage yourself. If you own the house, you don't have to deal with the bank. You can become the banker. You can take back the mortgage yourself, and they will paying a mortgage to you directly. All I'm saying, but when you go that route, make sure your lawyers and stuff is involved, because you want to make sure that you dot every I and cross every T, because you don't want to have no problems down the road, okay? But you can literally become the banker if you own property. Everything is about the land, you know? When they came here to steal everything, they came to steal the land, you know? They stole the land from the indigenous people that was here. They stole the land, robbed, cheated, murdered, whatever they had to do to get it, they got it, and they never looked back. You follow what I'm saying? So everything's about the land. So owning a piece of the land is something that you really need to think about, something that you need to do, okay? Now, the last part of economics. Economics is somebody working for you, okay? So... Once you get all that set up and you're on the 50% button, and you have to remember, that's the key to the whole thing, is the 50% button. Now, some of you guys working jobs in the middle class, you're making $50,000 a year, okay? Set your budget and everything to live off $25,000. You might not have to work two jobs. set your budget and everything. Don't try to keep up with the Joneses. You know what I mean? Because half the time the Joneses don't know where they're going. And they're only two paychecks away from sleeping in the street, even though they're making $50,000, $60,000 a year. All right? If you make $100,000 a year, do the same thing. You put yourself on a 50% budget. You get all your bills and everything, and you pay all your bills on that first half of that month. And then the other half you save. Even if you got a job making $25,000 a year, live off $12,000 a year for a couple of years. It'll give you $20,000-$30,000 in the bank. You know what I mean? That gives you some kind of cushion, because things be going wrong out there. Things be happening. And you don't have that cushion out there. You're subject to lose everything. So you really need to think about the 50% budget. Now, if you're not, set your expenditures up to the point that you're spending, let's say you're making $25,000 a year, and the way you got it set up, you can barely save 2% or 1% of your money. Okay, that's the trap. Okay, once you're in the trap, right, level off. Don't increase your expenditures. Try to figure out a way to make more money, not to spend, but to make more money to save. You know what I'm saying? And then you can start cutting back on stuff. You know, I mean, that cup of coffee every day, that $2.20, I had to hush my mouth. $2.25 for a cup of coffee. That's what they charge. Well, I'm old school, so I remember you can get a 15-cent cup of coffee, like a 40-cent, a pack of cigarettes are called 40 cents. So I go in the store, and they talking about $2.50 for a cup of coffee. I'm looking at them, holy crap. You don't have to buy that coffee every day, okay? The $2 a day is 365 days in a year. And if you just spend $1 a day at the end of the year, that's $365 gone, okay? So you can make your coffee, bring it to work with you, you know? You buy your coffee machine, bring the coffee to work with you, you know? Stick it in the microwave, although, you know about microwave, but hey. Stick it in the microwave and heat your coffee up and, bag it, man. Put a couple of sandwiches in the bag. It ain't going to hurt you, you know. If you haven't gotten to the 50% portion yet, you got to break down. And start breaking down. Stop buying these name brand stuff. Especially the sneaks. I mean, come on, guys. $100-something for a pair of Air Jordan. Oh, I mean, I shouldn't say Air Jordan in there, but $100-something for those sneaks. If you look inside, those sneaks were made in Taiwan for $10. I'm telling you. I had a friend of mine, right? He might be on the line now. And he wore Puma, I think it was, you know? I said, man, you got Pumas on, you know? Yeah. I said, take it out. Look what it's made at. Made in Taiwan. You know, he spent all that money for Pumas. He don't know that they made $10 in Taiwan, you know? And you go to Payless, the only reason why, the only difference between Payless and some of these other high-priced sneaks is the name on them. That's it. Man, go put your own name on the sneak. Nobody's name is better on a pair of sneaks or shoes than yours, you know? I'm just saying. If you haven't reached that 50% part yet, so just start backing down. Find ways to back down, you know. Don't hit the hairdresser so often, you know. Don't hit the manicure so often. Go buy a manicure set. Manicure your own nails, you know. Just saying, do your own toes, whatever. You follow what I'm saying? And there's a way, guys, that's wearing suits every day. There's a way that you can wash your suit. You don't have to go to the cleaner. All I wear is suits. And I wash my suits, hang them up. I'm just dry. And I got a little steamer. I steam them down, and I'm good. Off to the races, you know. Well, I got a $300 suit. Well, you can wash them too. You know, I used to wash my Don Robbie's and Guy Saint Laurent and stuff. I used to wash them too, you know. But I'm just, there's so many ways that you can cut back on what you're doing. If you're not at the 50% budget point, you know what I'm saying? And you're thinking about trying to get there, then start thinking about what you can cut back on, what you don't have to spend, you know, things like that there. And you'd be surprised at the difference that it makes. You know, I would suggest coupons and all that, but I'm one of the guys that I can't keep up with the coupons. So I know some of the females out there, boy, they have them coupons down to a T. they save so much on their food bill with them coupons, like hitting the lottery, you know. I just don't have a knack for the coupon thing, because I don't buy too much name brand foods. You know, most of the coupons is for the name brand foods. So I don't buy too much name brand stuff. Most stuff I buy is off brand. It's a little cheaper, you know. But you have to read the labels and know exactly what you're getting and what's in the food that you're eating, you know. Because you have to deal with the dyes of the red dye number 5. Certain dyes are not good for it. They've been banned by the country or stuff like that there. And you really have to check the water bottles to see the numbers on the water bottle. Some of that plastic gets into the water. And if it's not the right number on the water bottle, it can hurt you, you know. So when you're drinking spring water, okay. I'm just throwing some of these things out. I really got about 5 more minutes left. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to recap just for a second. And once again, I apologize. Everything was working fine until 10 minutes before showtime. Everything shut down on me. I couldn't believe it. I'm sitting here looking at the switchboard. But when I called in, my number comes up as the first number on the switchboard. And the number didn't come up. I said, why come my number didn't come up? So I shut the board down because it wasn't working right. I'm going to try to bring it back up again. But the internet, I'm not getting more internet. Okay. And I'm watching Netflix before the thing, you know, before the show. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of interesting the way Big Brother is doing this thing. So I'm not mad because the phone is working, okay? And since you can still hear what I'm saying and all that, so, you know, we're still good. So what I'm going to do, well, let's see here. Let me recap for a second, you know. Why your prayer is not being answered? Because you're not. You not only have to ask the prayer, but you have to think about what you're asking. Because if you ask for one thing today and ask for another thing tomorrow, the universe don't know how to give you what you want or what you want. It's like you're in Philadelphia and you're asking, you're praying to have good stuff going in Philadelphia. Then you move to Camden. You're in Camden catching hell and wonder why you having so much trouble in Camden when you pray for Philadelphia. It takes time. The universe works just like it says in the Bible. You reap what you sow. Action, reaction. What goes around comes around. All that's coming through the Bible. You know what I'm saying? That's how the universe sets things up, through action and reaction. Okay? And so sometimes it takes a minute for that stuff to come to you. Because a lot of, you know, when you think about all the different variables that's going on around the planet, and when you ask for something, so many things have to be changed around and bring that to you. So if you ask for it and then halfway before it gets there, you turn around and ask for something else, then it kind of set that. Oh, man, you never get what you want, you know? And you have to be careful what you're thinking about. What my mama used to say, be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. Think about what you're asking for. Okay. Now we only got about 90 seconds. I follow the teachings of Jesus as written in the book. The book is very powerful, okay? Don't dismiss that book. Europeans took this book and conquered the known world with it. What were they reading that you're not reading? That you would dismiss this book. A powerful book, okay. Well, we only got about 60 more seconds here, so this is Elohim. Elohim speaks, and the call-in number is 516-453-9230. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8. Okay, I missed last Sunday because I was in another meeting. Apologize. But we're going to be here every Sunday, okay? And just remember, that love isn't always going to be the answer, okay? We always start off with love, and I like to end with love because love is so important. You know, love is the act that makes others feel good. And the act that you're getting ready to commit, if it's not making the other person feel good, please don't commit the act, because the heart will remember what you did. You know, we may forgive you, that the heart will remember. A little hormones jump in and start feeling little waves in it. We have to be careful, okay? Now, like once again, this is Elohim. Elohim speaks every Sunday, so we'll be here every Sunday at 7 o'clock. And hopefully next week, Big Brother won't be so hard on me, and will let us. Hopefully next week, Big Brother won't be so hard on me, and I'll be able to access the show. Now, at this particular point, I normally shut the show down, but since I don't have access to the board, okay, I'm just going to close off and hang out, and I will chat with you next Sunday. Remember, walk in the name of love. Walk in the name of, well, I walk in the name of Jesus. You walk in the name of love, and let your Christ consciousness be a part of your consciousness, and your days will be better, 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 better. Much love.